Ilya Shapiro was about to join the faculty of Georgetown University's law school, but he's now on administrative leave. Shapiro apologized last week for now deleted tweets criticizing President Biden's decision to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. Shapiro wrote the president's best pick would be Sri Srinivasan, a chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. He's the first person of South Asian descent to lead a federal circuit court. Shapiro wrote, instead of that pick, quote, we'll get a lesser black woman. The Group Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE, is representing Shapiro. In a statement, FIRE strongly condemns his suspension, adding Georgetown has chosen to ignore commitments to expressive and academic freedom. And Shapiro himself says he expects everything to go his way once he gets a fair hearing.
And joining us live now on Skype is Politico's senior legal affairs reporter Josh Gerstein. And Josh, what is your analysis of this situation, including whether Shapiro has broken any of the university's rules?
Well, I mean, it seems unlikely that this tweet is a violation of the rules per se, because usually the rules protect this sort of discussion on the area of substance of a scholar's work. And here we're talking about the legal system, and Ilya Shapiro is a fairly respected legal scholar and in the area of libertarian principles and constitutional law. So I think it's unlikely, but there is this issue of what his obligations are under the university's non-discrimination policies. And we have seen at a number of universities where they will announce a investigation of this sort in order to sort of answer the public demands. And then once the matter falls out of the news a few months down the road, the investigation sometimes quietly goes away.
Does this argument mirror the national debate on this Supreme Court vacancy? You need not look any further than like a conservative talk show or a conservative blog to see the same kind of argument being made.
Well, you don't even really have to go to conservatives to find that argument. ABC News did a poll just in the last few days and found 76% of Americans felt that President Biden should pick the best person for the job, as opposed to keeping his promise to necessarily pick a black woman. So I don't think it's strictly limited to conservatives per se. I think Shapiro's problem here probably is more the way he expressed this particular view. He seemed to be suggesting that whichever African-American woman that President Biden picks, she's going to be of lesser intellect. And we don't even know who that person is now. And there's certainly some very esteemed, talented judges on the shortlist the White House is talking about. So I think probably Shapiro could have made this point without using that sort of inflammatory language.
And Josh, if you Google a chart of Supreme Court justices through the history of the nation, you'll see row upon row upon row of images of old white men. And at the bottom, reflecting recent decades, we now just see a few women, very few people of color. As a legal reporter, what about the argument put forth by the president and others that it is long overdue to have a black woman on the court to represent a good-sized segment of the American population and a voice that hasn't been heard? And let's keep in mind, most of these women graduated from Ivy League universities.
Right. I mean, it's clear that for, 98% of the history of the court, women weren't really being considered, and certainly African-American women were not being considered for the court. And so some people think it's not really a big deal to come forward and say it's about time that we have a black woman on the court. It should also be pointed out that many of the conservatives that are making a stink about Biden's position here, essentially reserving a seat for an African-American woman, didn't express similar reservations when President Reagan did the same thing and when President Trump essentially did the same thing, both saying that they would pick a woman for the court. That didn't seem to irritate people on the conservative camp quite as much. So it's quite hard to find people who are criticizing Biden here that have been consistent through the years on this point.
I think we've tried in the past couple of minutes to represent as many viewpoints as possible. Is there anything else kind of floating out there regarding this issue that you'd like to add in the last half minute here?
There is an interesting question about the diversity on the court more generally. I mean, I think the question is whether this has always been a factor. When you had Clarence Thomas nominated to the Supreme Court, clearly part of the reason for that nomination was to have him on the court, to have prior justices who were nominated. It does appear that gender, race, Sandra Day O'Connor, those factors were taken into account with those justices. It's simply a question of whether you have an explicit promise or whether it's simply a president does because it's politically beneficial.
And Josh Gerstein is the Politico senior legal affairs reporter. He joins us via Skype. Josh, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.